This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Why was the government's response to Hurricane Rita different from Hurricane Katrina?
The government learned its lesson?
Apparently some lessons. And how do you think they learned them?
At the School of Hard Knocks, and from public pressure, to learn and fast. The public held a government responsible for its positive duty to protect all citizens.
Well, we all watched the hurricane blow into New Orleans. What was the government supposed to do?
Knowing in advance the potential for this kind of disaster, the relevant federal agencies should have had an emergency plan ready to go into effect immediately, not days and lives later. Isn't that one consequence of September 11th?
9/11 did give us a wake-up call that all of us were supposed to identify vulnerable areas and have a plan.
And FEMA did, at least, identify them. A direct hit upon New Orleans by a hurricane was in the top three of most likely urban disasters. They just failed to act sufficiently on that knowledge.
But we citizens did our duty in response to their failure. Along with our obligation to praise our government when it does a good job, we have a commensurate duty to criticize and redirect it when it fails.
And that's why Hurricane Rita seems to be less of a logistical disaster than Hurricane Katrina.
Ethically speaking, as citizens, we have an obligation to clarify the duty of government and hold governmental officials accountable so that what happened to our neighbors on the Gulf Coast from Katrina doesn't happen again.
Do citizens have a duty to demand the government do its job? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.